Hey, Chris Johnson here.
It's fucking mid-November, baby. You know what that means? Holiday time, fast approaching. Fucking Thanksgiving is next week. I'm gonna be putting up my Christmas shit just after that. I fucking love this time of year. There's also another tradition that I take part in this time of year. It's avoiding my company holiday party. I'm not fucking taking part in that shit. I'm not going. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to hang out with anybody. I don't want to socialize. Leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to hang out with a bunch of fucking strangers at some place and have mandatory fun night. I remember when I was an RA, they used to do that shit. They would set up like some night at the end of RA training, and RA training fucking sucked. Like, you had to show up like 1 to 2 weeks early and do all these lame fucking activities. My God, it was so fucking horrible. Like, I remember one time we just like went in the woods. We're like fucking climbing on ropes and shit. Fucking Camp Calenda or whatever the fuck they called it. God damn, that sucked. We did all kinds of crazy shit like that. And at the end of it all, they're like, guess what? We're gonna have a fucking night out. And I was like, I don't wanna have a night out. But they're like, no, you have to go to the wherever the fuck it was, the rec center. Everybody's fucking going. If you don't go, you have to work the front desk. Oh, so it's fucking mandatory fun? Like, you will go and you will have fucking fun? Fucking mandatory fun night? Can I say something about that night too? I remember mandatory fun night for a couple reasons. One, because it fucking sucked. Two, because I didn't want to take part in it. And three, because I had a fucking foosball table at wherever the fuck we were. And I'm good at foosball because I had a foosball table growing up. I decided to start playing with people, and then these random assholes keep fucking stepping up to the table. And I'm kicking everybody's fucking ass. And then this one fucking dickhead is like, oh my God, you're really good at fucking foosball, bro. At foosball. You know what the prerequisite for being good at foosball was? Having a fucking foosball table and being a fucking dork. You want to be good at foosball? Hate your fucking parents and have no fucking friends and spend a lot of time in the fucking garage. That'll get you good at foosball. Actually, my cousins hit a foosball table too, so I played with them. So I was fucking good at foosball. It's a completely fucking useless skill. But anyway, I'm beating the shit out of these guys. And this one fucking nerd's like, oh my God, you're good at foosball. You ever fucking play? Like in fucking leagues? There's fucking foosball leagues, brah? And he's like, proceeds to tell me about this fucking, like, bar that has, like, foosball tournaments. And I'm like, bro, I'm not going to no fucking bar. Do no foosball tournament. The only reason I'm playing with your fucking ass is because I fucking gotta be here. And then I went and played soccer and I didn't have fun doing that either. But anyway, mandatory fun night. That's what holiday parties are. Fucking mandatory company fun. It'd be one thing if you're just, like, hanging out with, like, your group. You know, your fucking crew. Which, I mean, I gotta be honest, I probably wouldn't do that either. But then, like, hang out with the entire company, like, with all these departments of people I don't fucking know? No fucking chance. Get out of here. And nobody understands this. People don't fucking get me at all. I think people think that, like, when I say I don't want to fucking hang out, I don't want to fucking socialize and all that shit, I think they think it's a fucking act, if I'm being honest. They don't take it seriously. They think, ah, it's just Chris Johnson being Chris Johnson. No, Chris Johnson is fucking telling you the truth. Why do you think you never see me at those fucking things? There was something a few months back where there was a race, and because I love running, I was gonna fucking do it. I signed up, and it didn't fucking happen. The race happened, but like we couldn't do it for some reason, and I was fucking furious. Well, it was on like a work night, and what they did was they're like, listen, I know all you guys signed up for the fucking run. We're still gonna have a party on the work night so you can get off work early and all that shit. So basically, they were paying me to go to this party. So look, you can leave work at fucking 4 o'clock and go to this fucking party. We'll fucking pay you for it the last 5 hours of the shift. I didn't go. I worked my shift. That's how much I hate this shit. I fucking log onto the work Slack. I got the work Slack on my phone. I fucking log onto it even on days when I'm not working just because like sometimes people send me messages and shit. And some fucking smartass sent me a goddamn message. Somebody posted something like the main thing like, hey, no pressure, everybody. But I would love to see everybody in the Buffalo area at the holiday party at this one place. And my first thought was, A, I didn't know there was a holiday party. I've never heard of that fucking place. Like, where the fuck are people getting these messages? I have no idea what's going on at work at any particular time. I have no idea. Like, any parties, any get-togethers, any gatherings, anything that's not, like, specifically work-related, I don't have a fucking clue what's happening. There was one time where, like, one team was going against another team, and that team was, like, mine. They were playing, like, fucking bingo or some shit. And they were like, hey, man, how's it going in your fucking bingo game? Like, how's your team doing? I'm like, dude, I didn't even know there was a fucking bingo game. And my teammates were like, yeah, we're well aware you don't fucking know because you haven't played. I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't have played if I knew there was a bingo game, but, like, it's fucking news to me. But you know what? My fucking work shit got done. So anyway, this motherfucker's like, you know, I'm excited to see everybody. I hope you all fucking come. And fucking this smartass is like, you know, you can count Chris Johnson in. You know how much he loves to socialize. And they were like, you know, he's number one on my list of the crew to meet. And all these motherfuckers kept like emojiing it. Like, you know, it's a little fucking blob that said like same. I got some bad news for you guys. I'm not going to fucking be there. You can wish in one hand, shit in the other. You tell me which fills up first. I can't think of anything worse than fucking hanging out at like a fucking work gathering like that. And it's not just specific to work. Any fucking gathering. A gathering of fucking strangers. I know the people that I work with, but they're gonna be mixed in with other people that I don't really work with that are just like at my job. I'm not doing it. I'm not fucking doing it. I would rather rip my dick off and throw it in the river. Look, I'm sure you people are nice. I get along with you at work, but the only thing that we have in common is work. That's the only thread that binds us. If I saw you guys in public and we didn't work together, I would never fucking talk to you. Anybody I meet is a complete fucking accident. Like my best friends now I met at work. Fucking Gonzo and Nissen the Judge, I met them at work. And sure, I love them now and I fucking hang out with them now. But if I never met them at work, this never would have fucking happened. We never would have fucking talked because I would see them and think, who the fuck are these people? And I wouldn't fucking talk to them. I am perfectly fine not meeting anybody, not knowing anybody. And if a fucking happy accident comes about, which I start talking to you, we become close, fucking great. But I never intentionally look for any of that. Sorry to disappoint you. I'm not going to any fucking holiday parties. Except for the shit that I got scheduled with my buddies and family and shit. If you can fucking crash one of those, you might see me. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I am also on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I am on Instagram at maybe5minutes. And in my Facebook timeline as well, so you can catch it there.